Hey guys, welcome back. We are the BFG Podcast. My name is Tyler, and I am here with my good friend Bumbershoot. Yes, and we are here to talk about death and get sad and stuff.
But Endgame, Avengers Endgame isn't out yet. We haven't been able to review that one yet.
No, we haven't.
No, so since you decided to start out with talking about death and getting sad and stuff, that can clearly only mean one thing.
That before we talk about our topic of the day, we need to see what's been going on for the last
month. We have been.
Where have we been?
That is a good question, to be honest with you.
Do you realize whenever I pulled up our recording software, it was still formatted for our top 10 lists?
So that was...
It's been like a month.
Month plus, it has been. Did we record at all in 2019?
Yeah, we didn't record the top 10s until after the new year.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I remember that.
We did those, like, I think January 10th or something like that. So it's been about a month.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while. So for my end, you know, I started a new job.
Mm-hmm.
That's been fun, you know, storage place, but back on the feet a little bit, you know, still buying and selling games, cards, toys. I'll be at Collective Con in Jacksonville at the Morocco Shrine Theater, April 19, 20, and 21. So I've been preparing for that, you know, getting consoles cleaned and tested and all that kind of behind-the-scenes stuff that I have to do to mm-hmm. make sure people get quality product.
So if you are local, and I have a feeling most of you are at this point,
yes.
Make sure to come check out Collective Con. He will be there.
Come see me, mention the BFG podcast. I'll give you an extra 10% off any deal that I make with you.
Really?
Yes.
I wasn't even aware of that.
Yes, I literally just thought of it. So, yeah, I'll give you 10% off. Like I
said,
just mention
the
BFG podcast, you know, and I'll make sure to take care of you. I give good deals anyway.
If nothing else, just show up and get a special deal because.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, my deal's already better than anybody else's. So.
You actually have a legitimate reason to be listening to us now.
Now you do, yeah. That's going to be, if we could get even like 5 or 6 people, I'll be impressed.
Yeah,
that's all
be
weekend.
Awesome.
It's not limited to one day. It could be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It could be multiple days. I don't care. Come on down. Come see me. I'll make some sales.
And that'll be a good way to see if people are listening.
And people are taking my cards, too. So,
yeah.
You know, everything I ship out, everyone gets a card advertising my business and, of course, the BFG podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I started the new job, liking it so far, I guess, for a month in. I can't argue too much. Still buying and selling, like I said, trying to get back into playing some games. Set some goals for this year, watching a lot of old school TV. Between Christmas and birthday, I had friends and family got me the complete seasons of Rocket Power from Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Courage the Cowardly Dog, because Courage is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
An underrated show that, you know, not gonna lie, right now is not as scary as I remember. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Do you remember that one, Tyler?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back. Some episodes were as good as I remember, and the other ones just really aren't that scary. And again, you know,
Was I reading that they're remaking that? Is that a thing?
It's a rumor. They could do something with it.
Okay.
Now remember, it was a Canadian show.
What's the one they showed during the Super Bowl this year? I know they did release the first trailer for the new Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Which we won't necessarily go into detail with yet. I want to actually wait for it to come out so we can review the show itself. But the trailer's got me super stoked, especially now that we've seen kind of the pedigree behind it.
Yes.
Coming from Jordan Peele, who everybody knew him as like the funny guy. And then after the breakout that was Get Out, one of the best horror movies of probably the decade. It's really, really exciting to see that he's going to be the mastermind behind the new Twilight Zone. So I'm excited to see where that goes, but we'll talk more about that whenever it gets closer to coming out. There's another one, though.
Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Oh, it's called Scary Tales to Tell in the Dark.
I don't know if that was going to be... That might be like a Netflix thing. I don't
know.
I don't know if that's going to be on Nickelodeon. Are You Afraid of the Dark was actually produced
and
in Canada. So
I think I mixed them up. I just because the names are similar enough. That's not connected to Are You Afraid of the Dark?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But, I mean, it sounds something similar to it. Obviously, Are You Afraid of the Dark was more for tweens, I want to say. You know, yeah. Of course, I watched it.
It was more like a Goosebumps or something.
Yeah, I mean, but I just want to say, at the time, Army of the Dark was a little bit scarier. I mean, Goosebumps was still scary. But, you know, and I know in the later seasons, I remember certain episodes that were actually really good. But there were episodes that I'm watching now, and I'm just like, this was scary to me back then. And of course, you know, when you're going from 3, 4, 5 years old to, you know, 29, which I am now, it makes a difference of, okay, come on.
You're so old.
I really am. But in terms of the show, I mean, I really enjoy it. So
I'm glad that I've got you guys, like you and Noel and Jeremy, because the
old SOBs.
Yeah, the group that I've been hanging out with is like they're like almost 10 years younger than Haven and I. And I mean, you know them, Logan and Garrett. Just shout out if you listen. I know you watched an episode or two. But if
listen to more, watch more.
Yeah, if you're watching or listening, Haven and I have been hanging out with them a lot. Haven even more so because she hangs out with them like while I'm working and stuff now. But
spoiler for what Tyler's going to talk about.
Yeah, but you know, it blows my mind sometimes because I've got this like wide group of friends that I hang out with, and it doesn't. Age doesn't really factor in anymore. It's just one of those where it's like I click with a lot of people and I hang out with a lot of people, and then I realize, wow, they're like 10 years younger than me, or oh, they're like 15 years older than me. But it's like I have this like really wide range, so it's nice to have people that are like close to my age.
You know, I really do too. So I got to make sure I give a shout out to my pal Victor, who I've gotten very close with over the last year, Kylie as well, and then of course a few others that are not super young, but. You know, the 22, 23, 24, some 25 range. And then, of course, you know, I got my older friends and whatnot that I see as much as I can. And it's like, you got to have that variety because you just don't know. You just honestly don't know with things. And, you know, so, of course, shout out to all your friends. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the guys, people watching us.
Yes.
Listening to
us. Yes.
Shout out to the whole world right now, I guess. You know, wherever you may be listening.
And a special shout out to Rich, even, who said... who asked me. He actually listens to all of the episodes.
Very good.
And he noticed that we hadn't recorded in a couple weeks and asked when we were going to record more. So thank you, especially.
Yes. So we're going to try to be back on a normal schedule. So
for listening to our garbage podcast.
Yeah, really.
We're bad at scheduling. Most of the time we're bad at keeping our topics going. But
we're going to do our absolute best to get a lot of things done out of the way. And we're going to have some fun as we go along. Even if we need to switch around the schedule a little bit, we're gonna figure this out. We are good people, Tyler. I firmly believe we are good people.
Thank you.
But anyway, so Tyler, you've got some news too about a job, sort of.
I think
a promotion, if you will.
Yeah, well, I think I had talked about it before because I think when we recorded our top tens was like the weekend of my first week on the job or something like that. But
just in case, you know, a little more detail since you've been on the job.
Yeah, I'm about a month in now. It's been going really well. Like at first it was kind of overwhelming and stressful just because of all the paperwork, like getting used to everything that I'm doing because I work with students that have IEPs, which if you're not familiar, they're individualized lesson plans, individualized education plans, IEP. And basically what it is I work with students that for whatever reason are falling a little bit behind, or I've got a few that are just having some like social and emotional issues, things like that. So my group of kids is not like one classroom. I go into other classrooms and I work in like small groups with these students that might need a little bit of an extra push or might need to learn in a slightly different way. You know, students that sitting in the gen ed classroom are not quite getting everything they need. So I work with like accommodating for them and helping them with like different learning strategies or just giving them the extra like remediation time to learn the topics and things like that. And it was a lot like learning all the paperwork because these IEPs are routinely, you know, up to 20, 25 pages. And so, like, sifting through those, learning about each page, what they do, where they go, so on and so forth. And also, just everything else. Because you have, like, every time I think I've learned everything, there's some new paper. And they're like, oh, but you also have to do this month. And you have to do this before this week is over. And so, you know, there's, like, contact hours where I'm supposed to write down, like, what times I'm working with each student during each day. And stuff like that too. And so, and you know, things I have to turn in up at the office and stuff like that. So, at first it was kind of overwhelming, but every time I learn something new, I feel like it's a little bit less like stressful, I guess. I don't like to use the word stressful because I'm loving what I'm doing. I don't, it's not like stressful per se, but like I said, almost just like a little bit overwhelming. Just so much to learn all at once being tossed in the middle of a school year like that. But I'm working, the teacher I'm working with, my team teacher in the classroom, she's just amazing. She's been there, you know, many, many years, and she's helped me out in every way. And the gen ed classroom teachers that I'm working with are very accommodating toward me, and they want to help me and see me succeed. So it's been just about as good a situation as it can be, and it's been great. But doing that on top of still doing the extended day program at the school, it turns into like 12-hour days. So it's like, you know, when the weekends roll around, I'm realizing just how valuable the time I have is. Because it's like,
for sure, absolutely.
I pretty much just like come home and eat some food and go to bed now. And so it's like, if I have like an hour or two to like play some games when I come home, or if I have a Saturday where I'm not doing much, and it's like I can like go to the movies and stuff like that, it's become like a really valuable time, you know. It's like a really big deal now to have a few hours where I can just relax and do the things that make me like me, rather than just working all day long, which again is a big part of my identity. I'm not saying that that's not part of me, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like you're also doing something that you enjoy, and you're getting your foot in the door, and your really first year started 2019 off well by starting an actual teacher job and absolutely instead of day, all that kind of, which you're still doing, I know, once in a while, but you know, it's still big, and that's still the thing. And as you get into it, shout out to Christy, who's always tweeting us. She's the science, the biology, whatever she teaches at Bartram Trail. Some sort of science-y fiction type thing. I don't know.
Science fiction? She teaches science fiction?
She teaches science fiction.
That's a subject?
Chemistry, whatever. I cannot remember what it is off the top of my head. So shout out and an apology to Christy all at the same time. You know, she'll tell you the same thing. She's been doing this for about 9 or 10 years now. And, you know, she enjoys it. Obviously, sometimes there's a little different days than others. But you just starting, it's really good. I think. So
yeah, that's mostly what we've been up to.
Really has been. So we're gonna try to get back to it. Obviously, the beginning of the year also has a lot of movies, which we'll be talking about in a future episode. Next month in March, there's one. April, if it gets pushed up again, which it might, there might be Endgame. Mm-hmm. And then Detective Pikachu, Spider-Man Far From Home, Toy Story 4. It's going to be a good year for movies, I think. So.
And just next week, which I might end up just kind of doing a solo episode, depending on how things go, or maybe seeing like if Haven or someone can come sit with me, even if she doesn't like talk a lot. It's easier for me to do it whenever I've got some to kind of bounce off of.
Of course.
Whenever I feel like I'm talking to other people instead of just like a screen. Mm-hmm. I might wait for you or something and we can just kind of talk. But next week I've got a couple that I've been waiting for, which are Alita, Battle Angel.
Okay.
Which is based on, I'm sure you've seen the trailers. They've been promoting it hard. It's everywhere right now. But it's based on a manga of mostly the same name. I think it was originally called like Battle Angel Alita or something like that. They just switched the wording of it. But that's coming out next week. And what was the other one?
That's a good question.
There's something else coming out next weekend as well. Happy Death Day 2.
That comes out Valentine's Day, actually. So I thought it was like just a reshowing. I didn't know it was an actual sequel, because didn't the first Happy Death Day just come out last year?
I think so. Was it last year, 2 years ago? It hasn't been that long.
I think it was last year, so that's why I was kind of surprised. I thought it was just maybe like an extended cut, director's cut of the same movie.
No,
just
brand new film.
In.
And I'm so excited. Both of those I'm excited to see. So I might end up doing, like I said, I might do like a solo review of those two next week, or I might, you know, try to like bring Haven in or something just so I have somebody to bounce off of.
If Haven was in here, our views are going to go skyrocket. That's just me.
But, so I'm excited for those two. But anyway, that's for later on.
Okay.
We can talk more about that after I've seen them.
So, with that being said, why don't we jump right into our first game that's been out for a couple weeks now, but
which,
still relevant.
Based on our new format, we're already like halfway through our episode.
All right.
We're trying to keep them down. So we can talk a little bit about our first game, and then we'll probably...
We'll cut it, and then we'll do another one, and then we'll cut it, and we'll do the movie.
Yeah, because the movie's going to be a bigger one.
Yes. So the game that we're talking about is Resident Evil 2.
The remake of Resident Evil 2. We could talk about the original as well, but I feel like that's not quite as interesting a topic.
No, it's more interesting to talk about this one.
21 years later?
Yes. So I'm just going to go ahead and get this out of the way. I got to give a shout out to Chris, who definitely doesn't listen to us because he's not really a podcast person, which is, you know, whatever. Thanks for the support, Chris.
What is he, some sort of nerd?
I guess. But, you know, I have to give a shout out to him because he actually, and I haven't seen him in a few weeks, he actually got me a copy of Resident Evil. Because,
really?
Yes. He recently, a big shout out to him for this one, too. He bought a house. Mm-hmm. And for a combination of my birthday slash helping him move, he got me a copy of Resident Evil.
Okay.
And it's probably just been sitting somewhere in his office for the past couple of weeks because I haven't had a chance to get over there.
Yeah.
So I will play it. I do have it in the collection eventually. But I'm gonna drop this one. Actually, the first Resident Evil game that I played was Resident Evil 4 on the GameCube. I've actually never...
Really?
Yeah, I've never played the originals. I've never played, like, 2 or 3. I played the on-rail shooter ones that came out on the Wii, and I've played, you know, 5, 6, and 7. Mm-hmm. So, I...
This is going to be a first time for you.
This is, and I'm more looking forward to this because I tried, and I knew going in that this was like this. I tried playing the Origins collection that they came out with on the PS3.
Okay, I got to ask before you say it.
Yes.
Is it the tank controls?
Yeah, they were terrible. I just could not do it. And it was driving me crazy. And I really tried, but I just could not get into it. So last year when they showed off... was it last year or 2 years ago when they showed off Resident Evil Remake?
Ooh, I think it was 2 years. I could be wrong.
All right. Well, within the last 2 years when they officially showed it and announced it, I got very excited because I knew this one was a lot different. And... from all the videos I've seen and the people playing it, even though it's a remake, a remaster of everything, you know, it is definitely something that has piqued my interest. And I'm very excited to play because I know if this one does well, which by the looks of it, it has because...
It's done really well. It's selling well and it's getting reviewed just amazingly.
And I have not seen it on sale, which I know it only came out maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, games go on sale so fast nowadays.
Not for consoles. If you use, and some people are kind of sketched out by this. I understand, you know, if you don't like using them for whatever reason. But if you're a PC gamer and you go to like G2A or Green Man Gaming or anything like that, mm-hmm. a lot of times you can find them a lot cheaper. I got my copy for, I think, like $36, like day one. Like I bought it the day it came out for almost half price. Through like, they're like digital retailers, basically. They sell like surplus codes and things like that. So it's kind of like an eBay, but for digital game codes.
Absolutely.
And so if you're a PC gamer, I buy into that really hard just to save the money. But for at least consoles, it's hard to find a deal on it right now.
Well, actually, I don't know if this will help you or if there's anything else you want. But before I came over, I was kind of clicking around because Sundays, you know, new ads come out.
Yeah.
And Target's having a sale right now.
Is buy two, buy two, get one?
Buy two, get one free on everything except for Switch and 3DS.
Oh, well...
Well, I know, that's kind of
Switch
stupid.
Is the one I always...
That's the big one. But, Tyler, if you think of it, you could pick up Resident Evil.
Which I've got.
You could pick up a game called Kingdom Hearts something or other.
Which I've got.
And then, I know this one probably isn't going to interest you. This one's kind of piqued me, so this will be kind of a spoiler for the next show.
Okay.
On this coming Tuesday, a game called Jump Force is coming out.
Oh, yeah!
So, that one I was back and forth on, then I started watching some videos on it, and I'm just going to leave it at this, is that I asked specifically, it's not like J-Stars Ultimate, I want to say it is, on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
That one I could not get into that.
I think there's a plus in there.
J-Stars Plus.
J-Stars Plus Ultimate.
And
something like that.
I could not get into that one, but this one looks different, and Yugi's going to be in the game, mm-hmm. and I want to put Yugi with Goku and Trunks, or some sort of combination, just to summon the God cards and see what
he
does.
I might have to get that one. I forgot that was coming up.
But it's a good time if you're a PS4, Xbox One collector. You can go to Target and get like 3 of the biggest games and save $60 right there.
Yeah, that's really good.
But going back
which,
to...
Which, yeah, normally we do that. I know you and I have done a couple of Target.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do this pretty much annually. Like, Mike and I have made a couple of trips over the years to when they do their buy two, get one sales.
Yeah, I don't know. I can understand. I mean, I don't understand why they're not throwing in Switch games, but 3DS, I'm kind of like, maybe it's because Nintendo recently announced and they put out so many Nintendo Selects of like their biggest games, and they're already $20, which is a great deal, brand new,
mm-hmm.
that maybe they don't want. I don't know. We're getting off topic already.
Yeah, we've gotten way off topic already.
So back to Resident Evil. Something, I mean, just the lore of the game, how it's been built, it looks fantastic it plays fantastic from everything I've seen.
Oh my gosh, it's so
good. I mean, and plus it's an original, I mean, I can't say it's an original story, but it's, they didn't change anything of the story from what I can understand.
They didn't significantly change the story. It's all still the same story. They have revamped it. They've changed it just enough to kind of make it fresh. Some of the way it's approached and the way it's been remastered makes it feel not quite just like a shot-for-shot remake.
Right.
They've kind of revamped the locations a little bit to throw you off the trail. It's a little bit lengthier now. Not a lot. I know before, you know, once you got familiar enough with Resident Evil 2, you could speed run that in, like, maybe 6 hours or so. Mm-hmm. I know, like, better gamers than me have done it in as low as, like, 4 hours. But, you know, and this one was closer to, like, 8 to 10, I would say, for your first playthrough with Leon. And then you play through it, you can play through it with Claire. And
yeah, I just couldn't spit it out. I know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, I know she's there, I just can't remember her name.
The girl.
But yeah, but she's got her own playthrough, and it's basically like the Master Quest version.
Okay.
Where they rearrange the puzzles and the items and things like that. And there's another location, a different location that you go to in her playthrough. And so that's another, that's a good way to shake it up and play through it again without just playing through it again. And that adds, you know, at least another 10 to 12 hours. So that really ups the length of it a good bit. Because like I said, the original you could play through in somewhere between 5 and 6 hours if you knew what you were doing.
And that's what I'm really looking forward to doing. It's not necessarily running through the game, but because I've never played it, this is going to be like
your first experience. My first
experience
with it,
and you know, Resident Evil 4 obviously is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of people might say that
it's just kind of the classic. It's like, you know, it's like saying that Ocarina of Time is your favorite Legend of Zelda. You know, it's just one of those. It's like Resident Evil 4 was the one that like blew up,
and I still remember getting it on Easter Sunday, so yeah, let's figure that one out. But then, obviously, you know, 5 was a little more action rather than Resident Evil-y.
Yeah.
6 was getting back to it, but still not great.
Maybe it's just because I grew up in, like, a very, like, conservative Christian household, but it seems so inappropriate to get a game like Resident Evil 4 for Easter Sunday.
That's my favorite story to tell. Well, I remember wanting it, and I remember it being on sale for $20 on the GameCube, so I made, and this is back in 2000...
It should have been, what, like 04 or something like that?
I think it was either 03 or 04, so I made a deal.
Well, yeah. I think the game came out in like 03 or 04.
Okay.
So and it would have been on sale like 05, 06.
It wasn't 06, so it hadn't been, it was either 04 or 05.
Either that or it went on sale a lot faster than I'm remembering.
I remember it being $20, and I remember making a deal with my wonderful mom, and I said, you don't have to get me candy, just get me this game. So Easter Sunday, I got an Easter basket with the game and like two of those delicious Cadbury cream eggs. I love those things.
Yeah.
But going back to the original so 4 is still my favorite, and you know, I played like Revelations 1 and 2. I played 5, 6, and 7, and I loved them. But getting into this one, the one that really set it off, I look forward to. And then if this obviously does well, Capcom may release Nemesis.
I'm trying to think. I'm going back and thinking about all the different ones, and I think mine is probably 7.
Seven
revamped it in such a big way.
They loved it.
Like, and I get that, you know, they changed up the formula significantly. It's not nearly like the old ones were. But I think 7, I think I liked better than, as much as I love the series in general, I mean, I've been playing these games, you know, as long as I can remember, but I just, something about 7 just really captured me in a way that none of the others really have. I think behind 7, am I allowed to do, like, the spin-offs and things, or does it have to be one of the numbered titles?
Oh, go for it. I said I played, like, the on-rail shooter ones on Wii, the Umbrella Chronicles and Side Chronicles, I think it was called.
Behind 7, it would probably be Code Veronica. Because I still...
Oh, the PS2 one, right?
I think they re-released... Yeah, it was re-released
and
for PS2.
And it's on the Dreamcast.
I got it for too. Dreamcast.
Yeah.
I played it originally on my Dreamcast. Okay. And you know how I feel about my Dreamcast.
Of course.
So that experience was just like, yes! But so I'd say 7 is probably my favorite now that they've released that one. But before that, it's probably Code Veronica.
See, I think for me, and it could just be because this is my first one, the story that I have to go with it, you know, I still got to stick with 4, but 7 is definitely probably my number 2. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, I haven't played all of them. I didn't play the DS ones, the original DS ones. What was that one called? I can't remember what it was
You
called.
Talking about...
I could picture the cover, but I can't spit out the title.
You talking about the ones they re-released? The one that was like on the submarine or whatever?
Was that an original DS?
Not the 3DS. I think that was 3DS.
No, it was the Revelations 1 and 2 was on 3DS. Those were the only two Resident Evils on
Revelations. That's what I was trying to think of.
That one, the first
one. And then they released Mercenaries, which is just kind of hot garbage.
Yeah, Mercenaries. Operation Raccoon City was not good.
No. They've released some real stinkers over the years, too.
But 7 brought it back.
Yeah.
Rumor is 8 is in development. Mm-hmm. And if the Resident Evil 2 remake is doing well, we should get Nemesis.
Which would be really cool.
Yes, again, like...
Because Nemesis was one I had trouble getting into when I originally played it, and maybe it was just because of my age or the tank controls or whatever, but I remember, like, not really feeling 3 very much. So maybe if they can do to 3 what they did to 2, maybe I'll be able to kind of embrace that one a little bit
easier. It seems to be if they could just fix the controls on it. Get rid of the tank controls.
At the time, it was fine. You know, it's like, thinking back on it, I didn't really mind the tank controls back whenever tank controls were a common thing. But, like, after all these years of, like, having the luxury of, like, modern controllers and modern
controls,
it's like going back to tank controls now. It's like, oh, no. Like, trying to play the remake of the original, playing Resident Evil for GameCube, and playing Resident Evil 0 for GameCube, mm-hmm. just feels so archaic now. But yeah, it's like, at the time, it wasn't even like a second thought.
Because they re-released them as well on Wii, and I remember trying those out for a little bit, and then it was like, whatever, with the motion controls, and, you know, I didn't play them for too terribly long. It was Resident Evil Archives they did.
Yeah.
And they just keep releasing it. So it's only a matter of time before we get another re-release of Resident Evil 4. It was on the GameCube, then it was on the PS2, then it was on the Wii, and then they...
Then they released it for all the stores.
All the digital stores, yeah. And they released it again and again and again. But, I mean, again, you know, people are buying it, and it's still selling, because, again, as we've all grown older, I think, there are still plenty of people out there. When these hardcore gamers bitch, whine, and complain about all they do is re-release, remasters, there are people out there who haven't had a chance to play it, like me. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for it. And then they're like, oh, people just keep buying this and they're not wanting a new one or getting a new one. It's like, well, yeah, it may delay Resident Evil 8 a little bit, but at the same time, you're getting more of a fan base together who are playing these games, who are enjoying it, and that way when Resident Evil 8 gets announced and sold, and, you know, if the sales numbers are higher, then Capcom or whoever is, you know, Capcom does Resident Evil, they can be like, wow, this is really working. Maybe we should speed up Resident Evil 9 a little bit.
Yeah.
In a good way, you know, not just rush it out for a cash grab. Mm-hmm. But that's the way I kind of look at it. Because there are games out there that I have not played for, you know, PS2, GameCube, Xbox, Dreamcast that they're releasing now.
Yeah.
You know, and fingers crossed, this has not been announced or shown or anything, but maybe they could re-release something like Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. Or mm-hmm. anything like that, you know, from the GameCube and the Dreamcast ported up over to the Switch. Even if they do it as a store, a digital download.
Yeah.
Or, of course, you know, our good friends who don't sponsor us at all, and they probably don't even know we exist, at Limited Run Games, I think I talked to you about that a little bit.
Yeah.
They could do something. And, you know, the biggest...
And every time they do, it's amazing.
They really do. I'm actually waiting on 2 of them coming in. There's still one more. Last year, they announced that they are going to remaster and re-release the Jak and Daxter trilogy.
Ooh.
But one at a time. One at a time. They're not all on one disc. And they sold out. Like, they had a big collector's edition that I didn't go for, because that literally sold out in less than a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm getting the individual games.
Okay.
So the first 2 have been announced. I got those ordered. 3 has not been announced. I mean, it's going to come, but they haven't said when.
Yeah.
I'd imagine, because Jak 2... just did around the end of January, so I imagine probably end of March, early April, maybe even a little longer, because I think the first one was September, October, so maybe April, May for mm-hmm. Jak 3. They could even do something to bring these games out, you know,
yeah.
if they get the permission to do it, and then it stops or doesn't halt, you know, these other developers from doing it so mm-hmm. they can focus on a new title in the series,
yeah,
I say go for it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to playing Resident Evil 2.
It's for the first time. It's really solid. Like I said, I think we kind of went off on a bunch of tangents without really talking a lot about the game itself. Mm-hmm. But like the graphics engine that they're using, what's it called? Is it just called the Resident Evil engine or yep. something like that? Whatever it is they're using now and on 7 was just, it's so good. It fits the style and the mood and the theme really well. It's executed so well. Mm-hmm. And the dialogue is just as clunky as ever, but it sounds a lot better now. And actually one of the pre-order things, I think you can get it now as like a $5 DLC or something like that. But it was a bunch of like extra costumes and a new weapon. But my favorite part was they released like the retro game files mm-hmm. as an option in the game. And I loved that because you can kind of go back and you see like the zombies and the way they are now. But you can hear them. You can hear like the old, like 1990s like sounds of like these like really badly, fantastic. Really badly like animated and voiced zombies and stuff like that. And so that was a lot of fun.
Well, which is great because I mean, you know, I always love when games do that. I remember in the Halo Master Chief Collection, it was honestly, they got it perfect. All you had to do is hit like the select button mm-hmm. and it would go from the modern graphics to Xbox 2002, 2001 graphics, which is great. And I think a lot more games should have that option. And I don't know how hard it is to program it with just the hit of a button. But I mean, like...
Yeah, even... just those, like, quirky touches that give you that feeling of nostalgia. Which, nostalgia is something we're going to talk about a lot in the next episode.
Yes. But, and it's... Even if just giving us a little taste, like, even in Super Mario Odyssey, one of the costumes was Super Mario 64 blocky yes. look. Which...
Odyssey is such a good game.
It really is. We're not going off on that one now. but yeah, so that's kind of my early thoughts before I actually have a controller in my hand to play it, which should hopefully be in the next week or so.
And like I said, I can't really say anything beyond if you've played it, it takes everything from the old one and kind of improves on it and just makes it even better. If you haven't played it, it is a really, really well-designed and well-written third-person zombie shooter now. The old one, like we were saying, had like the fixed camera angles and the tank controls. It's a little bit clunky by today's standards. And this is such a great way to update it. It just works and looks just perfectly. So if you've played it, it's definitely worthy of playing through again this way because it does feel almost like a new experience, but also nostalgic at the same time. And if you haven't played it, it's definitely worth checking out just as a new zombie shooter for you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would give it a probably a solid, like, maybe 8 out of 10, I think.
I'm going to give it a solid ? Out of 10 just because I haven't played it yet. But it's looking really good. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's getting me set up for some other things coming out this year. I believe in end of April, I got, like, two games coming out next to each other. One of them being Days Gone, PS4 exclusive, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
But this should get my zombie fix going until then. And, of course, mm-hmm. also today, February 10th, the day we're recording, Walking Dead comes back.
Yes.
Second part of Season 9.
Yes.
Which the show, honestly, just needs to end. And I love Walking mm-hmm. Dead. And I'll always read the comics, but the show just really needs to end.
Yeah.
I think.
I've been saying that since about Season 5.
Hey, shut up. It was still good after Season 5, and then, you know, near the end of the... shut up! Anyway, so that is our review, or talking... Tyler's review and my thoughts on videos and playthroughs before I have a controller in my hand to play of Resident Evil 2 Remake. We're going to be back in a few days or so, because I know we upload these in parts now.
Yeah.
For us,
we will be back immediately. For yes. you guys, we'll be back in a few days.
And we're going to talk about another game that I haven't played, but this one I have to wait a little bit longer on because there's just other things I want to get to first. But Tyler...
Everything should be put aside for
I may not even be here for this next episode because it's going to go on forever and I'm not going to have much to say. Well, I'm going to have stuff to say. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for this one. Please like, subscribe, comment. We're going to be back, trying to get back on a base schedule even if mm-hmm. it's an extra week or two. And yeah, so thanks so much and we'll see you in the next episode.
See ya.